He knew her grandma, and he knew she was sick, so he was cutting some wood for her. But until he heard the scream, he knew something was wrong, so he ran straight to Little Red Riding Hood's grandma's house. He banged open the door with his foot, and he saw the wolf about to eat Little Red Riding Hood, but he immediately chopped off the wolf's head. Blop! Went the wolf's head on the floor. Little Red Riding Hood was so happy, she even forgot that he ate her grandma. She was singing and dancing all the way back to the village. And she was singing for the villagers. And when she was going home with the woodcutter, she remembered. She didn't see her grandma. She was so sad to hear. And she was even more sad when she had to tell her mother. Her mother was also devastated. But there was little happy in the inside that the wolf was dead. As Little Red Riding Hood's mother saw the woodcutter, she thanked him. But also, she felt a connection with him. And they went on dates and stuff. They got married a year later and had a son called Little Blue Red Riding Hood. And they lived lived happily ever after. The end.